So Yisrael Frankel's wedding is the wedding starts after Shkia.
What day of Hanukkah is that?
It's the 26th. The third night of Hanukkah, so it'll be fourth night of Hanukkah.
Right, so what is it called for?
I think it's starting out
of Shkia.
Six
is
something.
Six is right. Six is after Tzeis.
Right. So like before here, go to the wedding.
I believe that.
Versus if you're going to be there by Shkia, so it's better late at Shkia. Then Rabbi Neuberger, we told him to light there. Apparently, or something. I don't know. Rabbi Neuberger told him something interesting.
Told who?
That's right.
I just don't like it.
I don't remember what he told me.
Okay, Rabosa.
Nimrod's here, Baruch Hu Chaim
Mason. Nimrod's guy is in the show of that soul.
Okay, Harav Nimrod Shlita. Okay, come, let's begin. Well, Avi Shachter says we have a lot to do. Okay. So today we're continuing another aspect of the Divrei HaTaz B'Nogea L'Hetzer Mefurash B'Kra. And that is the following. There is a concept, we'll see, that if a person brings a korban, that he's not allowed to do malacha that day that he brings a korban. And it's just like a yontif for him. It's a yontif the day you bring a korban. And it's interesting that the page 6, you have a Mishnah, Malkam Shanogu. Says, Malkam Shanogu lasas malacha ba'arvi psachim at chatzos osim. So there was a minhag not to do malacha arvi psachim al chatzos, and some didn't have the minhag. But after chatzos, that was also midina. Why? Because after Chatzos, they brought the Korban Pesach. Right? So the Korban Pesach, you're bringing a Korban, that itself asks Melocha. See, before Chatzos, look at Rashi. Malkam Shenog LaChatzos Chatziayom. Shalom LaChatzos Kedosh, Shalom Yet Torah B'Melocha V'Yishkach B'Yochemtzo. Whereas they had a minute not to do Melocha on Pesach morning. Because they wanted you to focus, you know, on getting rid of your chametz. And getting the Korban Pesach and all the things you need to do. So some had a minhag that you shouldn't do malacha in the morning. Don't go to work. So some communities had that minhag in the morning, and some communities didn't have that minhag. But in the afternoon, that's also Medina, because that's the Zman of Korban Pesach. And the Korban Pesach asks us for malacha. So look in Tosfos, on top. Malkam Shenog Omer Ri B'Shem Riva. The first Yerushalmi, Meishna Arba Pesachim, Yisha Yontif, Mishum Dizmana Pesach Mechatzos Ve'elach. Because Zmana Pesach is from Chatzos onward. Vav Yochel Kamer Hossam B'Sha Yimos Hashana, Yom Shem Mevi Korban, also B'Melacha. So the day you bring a Korban, you're also B'Melacha. So everyone brings a korban on Erev Pesach, the korban Pesach. So it's a day that you brought a korban, so it's also. So they're going to go ask the kasha, the Yerushalmi, who parchim ken yeh kol hayom osur. So how come it's only osur in the afternoon? B'chora, the day that a person brings a korban, then the isur is the whole day. Say I bring a korban, it's olus nedava, one Monday morning. So then, for me, it's a yomtiv, so I don't do malacha the whole day. So how? So if you're saying that the pshat of korban pesach that ases b'malacha is because it's like everyone bringing a korban, so how come only from chatzos onward, or not the whole day? Parichum kain. Hey, kol yom asuk from a yochis shemevi korban. First, hosim mishum deroy lakviv mishachris. He says, because any korban, even if you bring it in the afternoon, theoretically you could have brought it for first thing in the morning. But korban pesach you can't bring first thing in the morning. Korban pesach has the davka be in the afternoon. Aval pesach einu yochel akrivo el achar chatzos. But korban pesach you can only bring after chatzos. So therefore, since the korban pesach even potentially cannot be brought in the morning, so therefore, the isim malach on erev pesach al the korban is only in the afternoon. So then the gemara, the Yerushalmi, this is all from Yerushalmi. I mean, really, you can look in the Yerushalmi in the packet here also, but whatever. So he says. Well, Pesach ain't yochel akriv v'lachar chatzos. Ganaf ulam mibein arbaim. Parakim kain, korban tamid shehu v'chol Yisrael v'karav v'chol yom. Hey, v'chol yom osu b'malacha. So they ask a kasha. The korban tamid is brought every day. And that's brought on behalf of the whole community. So then the question is, so how does anyone ever do malacha? You hear the kasha? Because the korban tamid should be oser b'mlocha. So what does the Yerushalmi answer? B'shani shani tamid shator hotzim in a klal d'ksiv v'asachti d'ganecha. He says, the Torah says v'asachti d'ganecha, so obviously it means you can do m'locha. So obviously it must be that korban tamid doesn't oser b'mlocha, because that's every day. And if that would oser b'mlocha, then we would never do m'locha. So it can't worry, it can't be. So korban tamid is an exception to the rule, but other korbanos that you don't bring every day, like the korban pesach and the korban, another korban here and there, that ases b'malacha. He says, "Vasaf leganecha v'im kol Yisrael yoshvim v'teilim mi yesav lahem dogan u'mash mehosam midaraisa asura." So it's mashma that it's and this is daraisa, which they're learning out from Sukkim. The near Daf Bizman Hazed, the Lake Hakrova, came into Nesar as Osur La'olam. He says, and even Bizman Hazed, that we don't have a Korban Pesach, you still can't do Malach on Erev Pesach from Chatzos onward. Kainish and Nesar as, since it was Osur then, it's Osur La'olam. Well, so is that not doing malacha when? When there was a korban, so Tosas seeming to say it's a din daraisa. Tosas here seems to say it's a din daraisa because they're learning out from Sukkim. That's what he says. Right? And that's why he's saying that the korban tamid doesn't create an issur. You know, there's an interesting Gemara in Megillah on page 7. Barchav Beis Amid Beis on the top. He says, Tashma Zah Klal Chol Sheyesh Bo Bito Malacha La'am Yigam Tainis Tzibur V'Tishabav Korim Gimel. Whereas how come on the weekdays, right? So normally we go to shul like this morning. We went to shul and we read Parshas Vayishlach. What's the truck katoti? The old minhag goes Asla Gerish. That's what I like. Some people now like to do Revi because that's what it says in the Koran, but I like katoti.
Some people just do it. Don't tell them to. Because, you know, that's the more modern approach. The old approach was the Oslo Gavish. That was the third Aliyah this morning. So there are only three Aliyahs, right? But a Rosh Chodesh, how many Aliyahs? Four. So how come Rosh Chodesh is more? How? So this is the klal. Kol sheyesh bo bitul melacha la'am. Whenever people have to go to work, and if we're going to make the laning longer, we're going to have about four Aliyahs. You know, it's amazing. They can't about every minute. So if you're going to have four Aliyahs and you have to go to work, that's not fair to the workman. So whenever it's a work day, only three Aliyahs. So it shouldn't be bitul melacha la'am. It shouldn't keep people too long in shul. Oh, so what about Rosh Chodesh? Tashma zeh klal kol sheyesh bo bitul melacha la'am. Kigon tainis tzibur v'tisha b'av. People went to work. Karim gimel. She'ei bo bitul melacha la'am kigon Rosh Chodeshim chol shomoed karim da'ud. But like chol shomoed, so presumably people take off from work on chol shomoed. So then you can have a longer davening. So you can have four aliyahs. And Rosh Chodesh. So the Gemara says also you can have four aliyahs. But the question is why? What does Rosh Chodesh have to do with anything? I mean, people go to work on Rosh Chodesh, the last I checked. I don't know anyone who takes off for Rosh Chodesh. Well, you know anyone who takes off from work on every Rosh Chodesh? Right? But the Gemara is saying is that since there's no bitul melacha, because people are working on Rosh Chodesh, so therefore we could have four aliyahs, because we're not preventing people to go to work on a day like Rosh Chodesh, so we could have four aliyahs. But the question is, what does that mean? So Rashi says, look at Rashi here from page 7, from page 7 days, Rosh Chodesh ain't no bitul melacha kol kach she'ein anashim osos melacha b'hem, because women don't do melacha on Rosh Chodesh. They have them because they didn't give to the eagle, right? So they have a minute not to do malacha on Rosh Chodesh. So Tosus asked the kasha, look on top Tosus. Shemem, but the malacha on Rosh Chodesh. Koinar, but the kasha, the peregrine darshin, b'chagigam rin on Rosh Chodesh, achiach sheish b'chav, musuk mutu asiyas malacha. So he says the same idea. That women don't do malacha. Women don't do malacha. Right? Women have some minhagim not to do malacha. It's a yanta for the women. So what's the obvious question that you can ask? What's the obvious question? Women aren't what? Women aren't in shul anyway. Listen, we say we can take the davening longer, say a chol hamoed, because you're not going to work anyway, right? So you can stay in shul 5 minutes longer. But Rosh Chodesh, he's saying you also can keep the davening longer because you don't go to work. But it's the women who are, and the men who are in the shul, so it doesn't make sense. The men have to get to work, so how can you make the davening longer if the women are the ones who are not doing malacha and the men who are doing the work? So the men have to get to work, so and then the ones in shul. So how could you have four aliyahs at Rosh Chodesh? So, and it's a kasha on Rashi and Tosis, this question. So who asked this question? The Tori Evan. Who's the Tori Evan? What? The Shabbos Aryeh. What are the three mesechtas that the Tori Evan wrote on? Rosh Hashanah, Megillah, and Chagigah. Those are the three. They might have more different printings, but those are the. So if you're ever learning Rosh Hashanah, Megillah, or Chagigah, you have to get a Tori Evan. That's like, Nelson said it's like it's a non-starter. So look on page 8. He says, Sheimel on the right side. Sheimel bitum lochalam. Kigal Rosh Chodesh. Here's Rashi, the Rosh Chodesh, she'ein lahem buddha melacha. Kol kach, she'ein am Rosh Moses melacha bo. We're going to have a Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, etc. So he says, Rosh Chodesh is not, there's no bittul melacha. Here. Okay, so the Torah Evan on the left side of the page. You see the paragraph that begins when we call Mokum? That paragraph, when we call Mokum? Go further down. And the last word on the line is Hai. But the men are Mutum Melacha. So then, that's the kasha. So what are you gaining? I mean, noshim peturim be kriyas haTorah, and the women don't have to hear kriyas haTorah anyway. So that's the kasha. So the Turi Evan, you know, the Shai Kasari, he's a man where if he has a kasha in Rashi and Tosis, he's not going to look down to the Yashi of Rashi and Tosis. He's going to look to give you his own shaka. Okay, because Turi Evan is not a man to miyashiv things. Turi Evan is a man who will decide which thing he likes. In other words, he'll have a tshuva. He's not going to give you an explanation of a chlokas Rambam and Raivad. He's going to tell you who he likes, the Rambam or the Raivad, on this particular issue. I'm just saying in general. So here he's going to tell you what he thinks the answer to Pshat and the Gemara is, not like Rashi or Tosis. Do you know what the answer he's going to give? He says, maybe Bizman HaBayis, right? And when they brought a Korban Musaf on Rosh Chodesh, there was an Issur Melacha. Because Korban Talmud does an Asa, because then you'll never do Melacha. Right? So Korban Talmud was brought every day. But Musaf was once a month. And that was brought upon. So maybe, just like Korban Pesach Asas, so Korban Musaf Asas. So Yeruch Hanami, Bizman Beit HaMikdash, men couldn't work on Rosh Chodesh because of the Korban Musaf. Because of the Korban Musaf. And the Mela, that's Pshat. They can stay in Shul longer. Look inside. Lean near it. Bottom of the left side. The Lean near is Zakhtar Tori Evan, the Rosh Chodesh, also Basias Malacha Medina. A few Luz Chorim is Manshe Beza Mikdash Kayam. They have Musafim Shek. Craven bow, shame the whole Israel. Vayinu taima shechmiru be'erev Pesach achar chatzos basias melacha yosef mishar erev Shabbos v'yom tovim. The marine of reish perdaled the psachim with the first Yerushalmi shem dezman pesach v'chatzos va'elach. Av yachid kashar yimos hashana v'yom shemevi korban also basias melacha. The next paragraph, he says, "V'lo tei madafka b'korban to the yichud, the yochid who d'osur of the shvil korban tzibur k'mor korban musaf, ain't kol Yisrael asurim b'asiyas malacha." Because maybe it's only a din in korban yochid. Later, the Mishnah says that korban tamid really should have asked it. The only reason it doesn't is because of asafta d'garecha. But musafim that are not brought every day, then in Ochanami, the musaf asis b'malacha. So mevela now. So the Torah Evan says he thinks that's the pshat in the Gemara. What do you think? Not bad. Now there is a Tosfos on page 5. And you're Zion of Advance. It seems to say that the concept of not doing malacha on the day of a korban is only the Rabbanan. Look at the last line. Of Amikom Makom Afa Shashalon Lopolik Bahad Vidrabanan Mia Mitzah Yom Tavuach Kedepreshus. That the Yom Tavuach, the Yom that you bring a carbon, maybe that's an only an Issur Drabon. To do Malach. So if you take a look, in the Chasam Sofer, on page 18, so the Chasam Sofer says, what did Tosa say? The Issur of Malacha is only the Rabbanan. So if it's only the Rabbanan, so then why are they quoting the Pasuk Vasachtig the Ganecha? If the whole Issur is only the Rabbanan of doing Malacha on the day of a Korban, so they say, oh, so how could you ever do Malacha? So the Torah says, Vasachtig the Ganecha, you see, doing Malacha is Mutter. But if it's only the Rabbanan, so why are they quoting the Pasuk? So says Chasam Sofer on page 18. Yesh b'zi'im b'toysis reish perak mokom shenogu in the top left. B'toysis chagiga. Tzarek lomu b'toysis chagiga shesviru yishum b'drabanan mikom mokom shapir parak b'yushalmi asabti d'ganecha d'chol ma sheitira ha-tor b'feiru shlo asru chachomim k'mosh kosub tosif zer meshach ayin taz yeredeya simen reish simen kuv yud zayin b'zeh. So he says that's the pshat. If the Torah says Vasafta de Ganecha, that means that there's a concept that you could do malacha, right? So then, and if the Isser malacha on the time of a korban is the Rabbanon, so they couldn't have made it for the korban tamid, because then they would be going against the Hetter Mefurish Bekra, because the pasuk says Vasafta de Ganecha. So if the Torah says Asafti de Ganecha, Chachamim couldn't make an Issur Drabon. They can make an Issur Drabon on the Korban Pesach. That's once a year. They can even make an Issur Drabon according to the Torah Yevon on Musaf, on Rosh Chodesh, because that's 12 times a year. Or whatever. 10 times, whatever. But Korban Tamid, they can't. But in a Hanami, the whole Issur is only, a Tosa says is only an Issur Drabon, and Pshat Yerushalmi is that since the Torah says Asafti de Ganecha, so it's a heter mefurish b'kra, so chachamim can't make an iser. In other words, the Chasam Sofer explains the Tosis, Chagiga explaining the Yerushalmi based on the Taz. As Yerushalmi has the kash, says the reason why we don't do malacha on Erev Pesach after Chatzos is why? Because we bring the Korban Pesach, and the day you bring the Korban Pesach, you can't do malacha. So that's why we don't do malacha on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. So then Yerushalmi asked the kasha, so how could you ever do malacha? Because every day is a Korban Tamid. So the Yerushalmi answers, because Pasuk says Vasafta de Ganecha. So if the Isser of doing malacha on the day of a Korban is a Daraisa, so that can explain the Yerushalmi. Vasafta de Ganecha, the Torah says that it's mutter to do the malacha, so obviously the Korban Tamid can't answer. But if you want to say it's only the Rabbanon, so what's pshat that they're quoting a Pasuk Daraisa Vasafta de Ganecha? So the Chasam Sofer says that's good for the pshat. That since the Torah says Vasafta de Ganecha, that's a heter mefurish b'kra to do malacha So if it's a heter before brakar to do malacha, so then chachamim couldn't make the iser of doing malacha bisman the korban to be chal on the korban tamid, because if it would be, when we'd never do malacha. What do you think? What do you say? Good? You think it's good? That's a chazam sofer. But let me take you now to another friend of ours. Who's our other friend? Rav Eliyahu Mizrahi. Remember him? He was here yesterday this year. He came, he paid us a visit yesterday. Rav Eliyahu Mizrahi. What page? Page 11. This is the Chidushim on the Smag of Rav Eliyahu Mizrahi. Because usually we call Rav Eliyahu Mizrahi, he wrote a Perush on Rashi and Chumash. But he also wrote a Perush on the Smag. So he asks a question, how come the Yerushalmi says that the reason why the Korban Talmud doesn't ask the Malacha, because it says Vasafti de Ganecha? I'll give you a better pasuk. You want to hear a better pasuk? Sheshish Yomim Tavod Vasisa Kom Lachtecha. Isn't that a better pasuk? Vasafti de Ganecha just means you're going to gather, I don't know, maybe you get a Goya. That's a befeish pasuk that malach is mutter. So why didn't the Yerushalmi quote that pasuk? That's why he's born. You see, we shall show you the Yerushalmi inside. We saw it quoted in posters. You want to see it inside now? Okay, I'll show it to you. On page 10. You want to see it? It's free. Page 10. The last four lines, for where the end bracket, five lines. Im yukol Yisrael yoshrim v'teilim, taksiv v'asafta d'ganecha miyosev lehem esadogon. So why didn't it say taksiv sheishes yomi tavod v'ses tekom lachtecha? So that's the kasha that Rav Eliyahu Mizrahi asks. He says, Vasafta de Ganecha is a bracha. Sheshishomim Tavod is not a bracha. So they didn't want him about the lebracha, but he has the kasha. But still, that's a better pasuk. Lama lo yivu doesn't mikra first word one line. The sheishi shemim tavod, the mashra tfei that teira. So again, why did they quote that pasuk? In Tomer, in Cain. Vim Tomer came in the seas Tomin Shaino Manas Malacha Eino Elu Mishum Vim Kain Sa Yisrael Masav Degenecha Busfei Rosh Chodesh Vayeno Monim Malacha. So he says Beferish, not like the Turiyam, that's what they point out. Because he says Beferish, so how come Musaf doesn't ask him Malacha? So he says, because So the Torah even says in a Chanami, Musaf maybe does asim malacha. But he says no. He says once the Tormit Shal Shachar does an asim malacha, whereas then you'd never do malacha, so then Chachamim made a low plug that all Korbanos Tzibur will never asim malacha. The Yerushalmi says because of Saf the Ganecha.
So does he answer the reason why?
So why does it say the other pasuk? Well, then it's because you pass the following God. The Chayim of Yisrael came to show Cholecha maybe pass the last of Korban Yochid, who's low Korban Tzibur. But Pesach, or what about? But Korban Pesach is a Korban Tzibur, but it's a different type of Korban Tzibur. It's a Korban Tzibur that everyone brings. So therefore, it's similar to a Korban Yochid in that respect. So therefore, it does ask a malacha. But whenever you have a Korban Tzibur, that it's one Korban on behalf of the whole community. So the Yerushalmi says the Korban Talmud doesn't ask it. So the Yerushalmi, not to make a low plug, Korban Musaf doesn't ask it either. But the Turi Evin argues with this Mizrahi, because the Turi Evin wanted to say that's Pshat in the Gemara and Megillah. That what? But that ain't Bittul Malach Alam on Rosh Chodesh is because they brought the Korban Musaf and the Korban Musaf did Asim Malach. Well, he said in the beginning, he says that a Savta de Gerecha is a bracha, and they don't want to be vatal the bracha. Sheshish Yom Yom Tavo is not a bracha. Oh, but it's Slach. You want to look at the Slach now? Let's look at the Tzlach on page 13. This is the Tzlach on page 13. The second arrow, Vareim Bibiuro. The Rebbe of Yerul Smach Shom Hiksha Lama Hevi Yerushalmi Krod Vasafta Shehu B'Mishnah Torah V'Lama Lo Hevi Krod Daseres Hadibro Sheish Yisrael Mitavod Vosis Kol Melachtecha. So he quotes that same kasha. Right? If you want to prove to me that the Korban Tarmin can't answer, so the best possible would have been Sheish Yisrael Mitavod Vosis Kol Melachtecha. That's a raya that it's mutter to do melacha. So then instead of quoting a pasuk, you know, Safta de Ganecha, this is a better pasuk. It says Beferish, Asis to Kol Melachtecha. So the Mizrahi said, because that one is a bracha, they wouldn't want to mevatel a bracha of Safta de Ganecha. But he says, I have a new pshat. Va'ani Omer, K'shem she'er Pesach ein osur rak mechatzos. An Er Pesach, when does the Issur Melacha start? The minug is in the morning, but when the real Issur Melacha is when? Mechatzos, because that's when the Korban Talmid, the Korban Pesach was brought. Shem she'er Pesach ain't also rak mechatzos, mishum she'in zman ha'kervoso ki'im mechatzos. Im kein hu hadin im haya yom ha'tomid osur lo haiso ha'layla asura. In other words, if the Korban Talmid would have asked, right? So when would the Issur Melacha begin? In the morning. But the night before would be mutter. Because you can't bring the Korban at night. So the night, just like you can't bring the Korban Pesach in the morning, so therefore in the morning you're allowed to do Melacha on Erev Pesach, only a minig not to. So the same thing if even if the korban tamid would aser, it should only aser in the daytime. You can't yesh the far sheish yomim halaylo shal sheish yomim, but yom shvi neser afal fi olayla. There's, he says, it's moridik achap. He's a goyim, the no de bihuda. You hear what he's saying? Let me ask you a question. Any of these pesukim? Okay, let's say the korban talmud should aser, right? Let's say the korban talmud should aser, right? Oh, the pasuk says vasafta de gadecha, right? So you see, you do melacha. I can answer you very pashut. What's the answer? Vasafta de gadecha when? At night. Because even the korban talmud will aser. It only aser in the daytime, just like the korban pesach only asers from chatzos, because it's not shaykh to bring in the morning. So too, the korban talmud is not shaykh to bring at night. So it's never going to aser the nights. The nights are always going to be mutar b'melacha, even al atzad. That the korban talmud answers. So, what do either of these psukim do? Vasafta de ganecha or sheishish yamim tarvod? It doesn't prove anything. So, Yerushalmi has the pasuk of vasafta de ganecha. Then the Rebbe Loew Mizrahi says, I have another pasuk. The Slach says, you don't know, the psukim don't do anything. Because even on a tzad that's an osir, the melacha, the korban talmid, it can only be from the time that potentially you can bring the korban talmid from the morning. But you can't bring the korban talmid, what? At night. So night, even on a tzad that korban talmid would have asked melacha, it would only, it still would have been mutter to do melacha at night. I mean, no one cares about. So the fact that the Torah has a chiddush that you're allowed to do malacha doesn't show you anything, because maybe you can only do malacha at night. First doctor. So yamim. No. Yomim means a day, not day versus night. But it can mean halelo shel sheshes yom. No, because the two. Yom is a day, not a day versus night. When it says sheshes yomim, it means the calendar day, and you can do malacha. Part of that calendar, day 1 second. Sheishis yomim tavod. Masisa kol melachtecha means you could do work Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night. When it comes to Friday, then you can't even do at night. The day you can never do because of the korban. But so it comes. You could have interpreted the pasuk that way. Oh, so what about Vasafta de Ganecha? You can say the same thing. Vasafta de Ganecha, maybe just at night. Right? So, what's the pshat? So he says, Im kein hu adin, im hayom, yom ha-tamir osur, lo haysa ha-layla osur, shere ein zman ha-krovas korban ba-layla. Im kein yeshu far sheshes yomim, ha-layla shal sheshes yomim, yom ha-shvi nesa ha-fil ba-layla. Ava masafta, she may be yushal, may ein kamar osur, shim ha-malocha osura, eich osif ha-dogon, דוג בשולן של ישעם שאמר כל ישראל יבטל מי אוסף להם הדוג מחר לא שם יותר הוכח אבל אין מרסיב אספת הרי אוסף מלאכה כל מי שישעם מצחי קרא לברוך להם הרסת תגדך על תירשך שיעשו לרוב אם כל ישראל בטל הם ביום אוסף רפו לילה מי אוסף להם הדוג שעברות לילה שיקרו לשינו לא תספיק להסיף לרבה he's saying this is a ברוכה ואספת תגדך he's so beautiful no to be Yehuda you know what he's saying? That's pshat. Asafta de ganecha can't just mean night. Because that would mean the Torah is telling you you're going to get this great bracha. But if you can only reap the benefits at night, then it's limited how much you're going to get in. because you're only doing it at night, which is basically a time for sleep anyway. So how much of the night is a work time? And the day is also malach anyway. So that's what he said. Vasafta de ganecha. The Torah says vasafta de ganecha. It's a bracha. So that has to mean that you can do malach in the day also, because if it's only at night, then it wouldn't be such a big bracha. Because at night, you're limited. So a kocha, by the fact that the Torah says, v'asavta d'ganecha, it's a bracha, must be, you could do it in the day also. And that's when the Torah would have asked it with the Karmat Tarbin. But v'asheisha shemit v'anud v'asisa kom lechtecha, that could, in a chanami, just mean 6 days of nights. And v'yom ha'shvi, Shabbos. So that's how he explains, that's how he enters the kasha of Rav Eliyahu Mizrachi. Rav Eliyahu Mizrachi is a kasha on Yerushalmi. Why are they bringing a proof from a Satan Ganecha, not Sheish Yomim Tavod? So Rav Eliyahu Mizrachi says because they wanted to bring a proof from Bracha. He's saying even better, that even outside that the Talmud is Aser, it's only going to be Melach, it's only in the daytime, which that's when you could bring the Torah, call them Talmud. At night is Mufka, just like the morning of Erev Pesach. So Mimela, that's part of the by Safta de Ganecha, you can't just mean the nights, because then it'll be very limited how much you're going to take in. But Sheshi Yomim Tavod could in a Chanami mean nights, and it's not a stira to the fact that the Korban Tamid could ask him Melacha, because you can learn the pasuk referring to Sheshi Yomim, the nights of Sheshi Yomim.
So why would you need
the
pasuk to tell me by Safta de Ganecha if it's referring to night? Carbon
can be brought at night, so then there's no way to carbon.
Meaning it's still night from the previous day.
So the Yerushalmi has the kasha. Yerushalmi says the reason why there's an issur melacha on Erev Pesach after Chatzos is because of the Korban Pesach. So the Yerushalmi has the kasha. So then, how come the Korban Tamid doesn't aser the melacha? So the Yerushalmi answers because of Asafta de Ganecha. The Parshat Pshat means that the Torah is saying that Malach is Mutter. Because, so therefore, the Korban Tamid can't ask him a Malach. So the Rav Eliyahu Mizrachi asks, why did they quote that Parshat not for Sheish Yerushalmi Tamid? Because he says, because even if the Korban Tamid would ask him a Malach, it would only ask him in the daytime. And the Pasuk Sheish Yerushalmi Tamid wouldn't be a rai against that, because you could learn that Sheshes Yomim of Leilos. But Asafta de Ganecha is going to disprove the night, because Asafta de Ganecha means you're going to get this beautiful bounty of bracha, which is going to take a long time to rebid. So it must be that you're able to do malacha not only in the daytime, but even in the nighttime and the daytime.
Like the puzzle, why is the puzzle necessary? You for sure can do malacha at night. Who says you can't do malacha at night? Why do you think that? Because the carbon
wouldn't No, right. In other words, for sure you can do it at night.
Right. So, what's
the therefore,
the
no, the pasuk is telling you. In other words, you want to ask a kasha. Maybe the carbon talmid should ask you doing malacha. Right. So he says, "Vasafta the ganecha." You see, you're allowed to do malacha. But the tzlach says, even if you it would ask him a malacha, it would only ask him in the daytime. So the pasuk has to prove to me that I can even do malacha in the daytime to retort to that response that the Korban Tamid should ask him a malacha. So he says the pasuk Sheish Yomim Tavod doesn't prove that you do malacha in the daytime; it only proves you do malacha at night. But Asafta de Ganecha proves you can even do it in the daytime, because if you only do it at night, it's not such a big bracha, because there won't be so much to reap in. Now, I want to show you one other thing here. You ever hear the Sefer Rishon LeZion on page 14? Who wrote it? Hagon Reb Chaim ben Attar. Who's Reb Chaim ben Attar? He is the one and only the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. And he wrote a sefer called Rishon Tzion. In fact, there's somebody here who lives in Washington Heights. His name is Ben Attar. And he is a descendant of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. So if you bump into somebody that their name is Ben Attar, you should ask them if they're a descendant of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. So there's a man here in the Heights. His name is Ben Attar. He's a descendant of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. So he also discusses this taz and contra in context of this. He says, "Lefum mai tichsiv v'kava duchti b'chochas t'chol Torah t'chol da Torah hitira b'feresh lo motzur rabbanu migzar lei." See, apparently he's from the school of thought of the taz, the Rechayim HaKadosh. That the Torah can't answer Dovish or Torah Shetira. Yeah. So how did they do this? Because if you want to say it's a Darabanan, so the Torah was Matir Beferish. What was the Torah Matir? The Torah wasn't just Matir to do Malacha every day. You see, take a look. I'll show you Gemara. We didn't see it. Take a look. Page 1. Shalosh. So the Gemara says take a look. Six lines from the bottom. The name of Elizabeth and Yaakov Tana, Amra Kra, Ukrasim Ukutsuchim. Ezev Chad Shatok Korei, Ukotsebo, Havi Omer, Zechagatzes. Pasuk says, "Ukrasem v'kutzuchem." It's a holiday, but you still harvest. So, which holiday are you allowed to harvest? You know, "Ezochad shatav kotzer." How the only zechag atzeres? Hey, was ilay miyotiv? You can't be kotzer yontiv. Kotzer miyotiv mishari. El alav lo tashlum. It must refer to tashlum. That you could do malacha on the during the Yimei HaTashlumen. But the question is, what do you mean you could do malacha on the Yimei HaTashlumen? But the Yimei HaTashlumen means you can bring korbanos those days. So how can you do malacha on the Yimei HaTashlumen? The Yimei HaTashlumen means the Tashlumen for malacha. So So Tosa says, yeah, Tosa says it's only the Rabban. This of doing melacha. Midah writes it's mutter. To do even a tashlum, it's only the Rabban. So then the question the Rachayim HaKadosh asks, but how can they ask it even with Rabban? The Torah says b'feirish u'b'kutzrachem. So that means during the 6 days after Shavuos, you're allowed to do malacha b'kutzrachem. So then how can Rabban and Aser based on the Taz? So he says, no, then maybe that's only if that's the point of the pasuk. Here, the point of the pasuk is to teach tashlumin, but not to give you the heter, even though the mice is telling you the heter also, but that's not the kavan of the pasuk. Also call the shruya elashmin and tashlum and lachayantif. My damina lara matsu chacham and lasa dolash ator hitira. Tafka dasa call the hachi the shruya behi savigor the shabo la halach la hatir lulu. But then he wants to give another tense. Take a look in the Rambam on page 21. Look at the Rambam. He says, "Umal korban etzim." There was a person who brings a korban etzim. He brings wood to the mizbeach. Zman kavua hayal mishpachos mishpachos. Every family had a special time during the year, latzeis liyarim, that they would go to the forests, lavi etzim, and they would get wood and they would donate the wood to the mizbeach. And the day that was their time to donate the Eitzim, they would bring a special carbon olos dava, so carbon Eitzim yellow lamb kimo yontif. The dava zem minhag. So the Rachayim HaKadosh says maybe, according to Rambam, it's miyushav. And maybe this whole idea of not doing malacha we discussed before, maybe it's a deraisa, like Tosis and Psach. Maybe it's the Rabbanan, like Tosis Chagiga. The Rambam's mashu, it's a minhag. So if it's a minhag, then what? Then maybe you can have a minhag against something in Meferish. Like we said, Rechem the Rabbeinu Gershom, like Chasam Sofer says, it's not a takana. We saw some say, Sheolos Yaakov, it's just a cheir. So here, it's just a minhag. So a minhag, you could what? You could go against the pasuk, because the pasuk says v'kutzrachem. So v'kutzrachem is mashma what? That pasuk is referring to the 6 days after Shavuos that you're allowed to do ktsira. So if the Torah says I can do ktsira for 6 days, but I'm allowed to bring korbanos those 6 days if I didn't tashlum it. And if it's a din, so how could, so if you want to say it's a nisr daraisa. But how does that work? So you want to say it's only Drabban. But it's only Drabban how they make the kula. So the Rachayim HaKadosh says, because maybe it's just a minute, like the Rambam said. And then there are, you know, different shatim in the you're showing them about Erev Pesach Mizman Ezeh. The Sefer Devar Shmuel, you know, discusses to the Baal Amor, Mizman Ezeh is only minhag because we don't bring a korban.
some say it's Minat Torah, some say it's Minarabanan.
So let's just review what we discussed today. Today we took another angle of the Tas. And this concept of the day that you bring a korban, you can't do melacha. Where do we see that? In Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi explains that's why Erev Pesach, after Chatzos, you can't do melacha. Before Chatzos, it's a different communities had minhagim not to do, but that's because just so people should focus on the Pesach preparations. So some had a minhag to do, not to do melacha, some did. But after Chatzos, everyone didn't do because of the Korban Pesach. Because the day you bring a Pesach, it asks for melacha. So the question is, Yerushalmi asks, so why, how can you ever do melacha? The Korban Tamid should ask it to do melacha. So Yerushalmi answers, Vasafta de Ganecha. Right? So the Turi Evan, we saw, says that that only teaches me that the Korban Tamid can't ask it to melacha. But if it's another Korban, even if it's not a private Korban, but like Korban Musaf, that can ask it to melacha. And that's why the Korban, the Turi Evan's Mechadish, that Bizman Habayis, no one was able to do melacha a lot on Rosh Chodesh. Because the Korban Musaf asked melacha. And that's Pshat in the Gemara, that they could have an extra aliyah. Because Rashi told us to say you could have extra aliyah because the women don't do melacha. But Tori Evan asked, but the women aren't in shul anyway. And the men have to get to work. And the women aren't in shul anyway. So he says, no, it works in good. Right? Because he's saying it's referring to Korban Musaf. Rosh Chodesh was man habayis, so the men couldn't do melacha; they didn't go to work, so therefore they could have an extra aliyah. But he disagrees with the Rav Eliyahu Mizrachi and says no, it's a low plug. That just like Korban Tamid does an aser, so Korban Musaf also does an aser because it's a communal thing. Korban Pesach asers, because Korban Pesach even though it's communal, but it's a different type of communal. It's a communal that everyone brings, so it's a yachid that becomes a communal. It's not like my own Korban Yachid only I brought, and it's not like a Korban Tamid that one person brings on behalf of the whole community. So then we saw that Tosis in Chagiga says it's only the Rabbanim not to do Malacha on the day of the Korban. So then the question is, Chasam Sofer asks, so if it's only the Rabbanim, so then what? So what's Pshat that bring a Rai from the Pasuk Vasafta de Ganecha if the Issa is only the Rabbanim? So of course it's after the Ganecha. That's Midoraisa, Midorabon, it's also. No, so he says, the Chasam Sofer says, the Pshat is, in the Yerushalmi, he says the Chasam Sofer that if the Torah matted something to finish, Chachamim can't answer it. So they matted Malacha, so Chachamim would be able to answer it every day. Then we discuss why the Pasuk was after the Ganecha, not the Pasuk of Shesh Yamim Tavod. So the Mizrahi says, because they wanted to quote the Pasuk of the Bracha to show that they're not going to take away a Bracha, but the Tzlach says, no, because the Pasuk Shesh Yamim Tavod doesn't necessarily mean you could do Malacha. It just means maybe you could do Malacha at night. And even if Korban Tamid were asking Malacha, it would only be in the daytime. Understand? And we're not at night. Rav Zolti has a piece here. And then we saw the Archai Makadosh. What about from the pasuk of Uvekutzuchem? Uvekutzuchem is mashmawat that you can do malacha during the. It is the source of tashlumin for atzeres. Crossover Kutzuchem, so you could do Malacha the 6 days after Shavuos, but that was the day you bring the Korbanos. So Tosa says it's only a Drabanan, and the Archaim HaKadosh explains because since it's Beferish in the Torah that it's Mutter, so the Archaim HaKadosh explains that what? That
it's the Torah says it's mutter, so how could Chachamim answer it?
If
the Torah says it's beferish mutter, so what does he say? The answer is it's only like the Rambam, it's only a minhag. The Rambam says it's not a real issur drabban, it's only a minhag. Yeah, Moshe?
What is the Chasam Sofer?
No, they didn't make it. They didn't make it. That's why they didn't make it by the Tumit. By other things, it's not before Shlom. It's not before she can do Malach on Rosh Chodesh.
That was talking about
the Tashlumin of Shavuos. When the Tumit, that's Pshat Yerushalmi. And since the Torah says Beferish, it's Mutu Chacham Kindas. Okay, the different sheet is okay. I think we can spend. There's a piece from Rav Zolti here that he wants to say that maybe the concept of not doing malach on Chol HaMoed also is the same idea of the, because the carbon of the Chol HaMoed they also brought carbon musaf. So maybe that's why another reason of not doing malach on Chol HaMoed. Just like in other words, working with the Turi Evan that musaf asis carbon tami can't asim because that'll asim every day, but the musaf can asim. So the musaf. The Torah Evan says the Asa is Rosh Chodesh. Rav Zolti uses the Torah Evan to say maybe it can also Asa doing Melacha Chol HaMoed. Okay? Okay, so tomorrow, Bez Hashem, I'm going to give out another packet, Tezvav. Okay? And then we'll continue, Bez Hashem. Then we have to do Chanukah. All these things we have to do, Bez Hashem. So we'll get ready. We'll daven Mincha in a couple of minutes. And that's the story. And as a shabbat, remind everyone our masiba is going to be Tuesday morning of Hanukkah right here. Tuesday morning of Hanukkah, 11 to 12. And I invited Rabbi Cement. So I'm going to speak at Rabbi Cement. As a shabbat, is going to speak. Yes, speaker. Good. For those that are here, okay.